question, Jim's a guy you should know because he can help you get everything set and get you going the right direction if you want to begin that process. So make sure you pay Jim Vandermark and Company a visit at Vandermark Jewelers on Broad Street right across from the hospital in Elyria. Dave, thanks for coming on, my man. How are you today?
I'm good. Thanks for having me, guys.
Well, we have a number of different topics that we want to cover here, and you know, certainly with it being election day today, we want to tackle some primary issues that are directly related to Lorain County as a whole, but also Elyria. But I want to start with perhaps the most bizarre story that I read over the weekend. This really crazy story about this young man that fell into the Vermilion River, and I think the craziest part of the story is that he doesn't know how he got there, can't find his car, and boy, what a wild story that you covered over the weekend. Give us the details.
Yeah, absolutely bizarre story. So about 11 o'clock Thursday night, a gentleman, 29-year-old gentleman from Vermilion, ended up knocking on the door of a Riverside Drive home, saying that he had just fallen into the Vermilion River. He was soaking wet, and also when police arrived, they determined that he was very intoxicated and basically couldn't keep his own balance. But what was missing was his car. And now he had been drinking at a local business, he told them, but doesn't remember. He knew he was on his way home, but just doesn't remember how he was trying to get back home. They presume he was in his car, which apparently is still MIA at this point.
See, that's wild to me because here we are a few days later, and the car is still MIA. Now, I take it they've actually taken the measures to see if maybe there's any sign that it went into the river, correct?
There were rescue crews out on Saturday, which is how I found out about it. And some local residents told me that they had been out there up until about 4 p.m. on Saturday. And crews in boats and Lorain County Emergency Management, Vermilion Police, and Fire, were out there searching until about 4 o'clock, and then packed it in. So if anybody sees a 2012 Ford Fusion floating down the Vermilion River, please do call your local law enforcement.
So this has essentially become the Vermilion Bigfoot here. This Ford Fusion, huh? we've heard it exists. We just don't know if it really does.
Right, and I mean, you got to feel sorry. You got to feel sorry for the guy. Obviously,
sure.
He's facing some minor misdemeanor charges for disorderly conduct. By intoxication. Luckily, he was just cold and wet and intoxicated, and it's a good thing that they didn't end up having to pull him from the river. That could have been a bad situation.
Indeed.
Yeah, no doubt about that. And Dave, as you mentioned in the article too, I think the fact that he came out of this thing okay certainly says a lot. And it should be noted that he did thank law enforcement for saving his life along the way as well. So again, it's a bizarre story and a crazy story. And thankfully, he's okay at the end of it. Well,
yeah, absolutely.
Also last week, you put something out about the Lorain County Board of Public Health getting a brand new building. Comes with a price tag of just over $6 million, and it sounds like they've got almost exactly 1 year to the day to get this thing up.
Exactly, and here's one of those situations where I would think that Lorain County taxpayers would be pleased that they're not going to have to see a levy or a bond issue in order to vote for this. And our health commissioner, Mr. Covell, had told me was that basically they will have a new facility by November 7th of 2019. And the way that they're going to be able to do that is that for about the past decade, the Lorain County Public Health District has been, and the Board of Health have been saving money, over that time, and have the approximately, it's going to be about $6.8 million to build this new facility on the parking lot of their current facility. And then once the new building is built, they'll knock down the old one and make that into the new parking lot. Again, no levy needed, no bonds, needed. I think this is kind of a, they just kind of quietly were good stewards of the public's money. And they're going to see a brand new facility here in about 366 days.
Wow. So is the purpose of the new place just essentially the new amenities to update it?
Yeah, headquarters, and they're going to, and all obviously included in that is all, the HVAC work and all those things. And if you've been past the old facility out there I believe that's on Murray Ridge Road. You know, you can tell that it's kind of, you know, it's one story kind of, you know, low to the ground, and it, you know, and obviously there's a sign out front that tells you it's the public health facility, but at the same time, you know, it looks like, you know, it almost kind of looked from the outside when I first went past, you know, like an old school building. So I don't know, you know, I haven't been around Lorain County long enough to know what was there before, but they should get a nice new facility here, you know, in the next year.
Dave O'Brien with the Chronicle Telegram joining us on the local beat, brought to you by Vandermark Jewelers. All right, Dave, with it being election day today, I know this is a crazy busy day for you and everybody in the newsroom. This is usually the day where you guys kind of gear up, grab some pizza, and you're pretty much working on the deadline from now until pretty much midnight tonight. Let's focus on some of the primary issues that are directly related to the city of Elyria. I know issue 6 always seems to pop up. What are some of the other pressing issues that are facing Elyrians today?
Well, besides 6, which is I'm sure people know, is a 5-year, 4.9 mil operating levy for the Elyria City Schools, and that is just a renewal, and it's not a new tax. The city of Elyria is also looking to continue to generate about $6.5 million each year from issue 25, which is a 0.5% income tax up for renewal. So this is something that citizens of Elyria already pay. You know, if you work in the city, it accounts for about a quarter of the city's annual general fund. Which is, you know, approaching, you know, about $30 million. It's provided city services since the early 80s. So you're talking about 125 city employees, the work that they do, you know, police, fire, streets and sidewalks, plowing snow, mowing grass, picking up leaves and branches, parks and rec, activities for seniors, adults, children. Again, not a new tax. This is something that I know, the economy's, you know, looking generally pretty good these days. Obviously, there are some people who are concerned about, about how much they're paying in taxes, and that's their right to be concerned. You know, absolutely, that's something that I think a lot of people are concerned about. At the same time, it's a renewal, so you're not going to be paying anything additional, unless your salary's gone up.
Well, and of course, last week we talked about this a little bit with Lisa, but, you know, the uptick in voting, the early voting anyway, in Lorain County was certainly something that was evident. And I know yesterday you had put the tweet out there that one of the Elyria schools is going to be closed down today. Not the entire school system, but
Northwood Middle School
is going to be closed in anticipation for a large voter turnout. And it sounds like large voter turnout, above all else, has really kind of been the dominant, consistent force so far today in the Election Day coverage.
Seems like it, and I think a lot of election officials will tell you that a lot of what's driving that, and unsurprisingly, is national. National issues. You know, there's quite a few state issues. I know that issue 1 the proposed state constitutional amendment has been a really big one, especially with the talk of the opioid and the drug epidemic. Another issue facing Lorain County voters, obviously, is issue 14, which is for that Recovery 1 recovery center up in the old Golden Acres, the old Golden Acres facility. And that would be, one of your first, primary one-stop, rehab detox center for people with addiction issues. It's backed by, police chiefs and judges and recovery advocates across the board throughout Lorain County. The Addis Board, LACADA, NORD, the commissioners have all thrown in their weight behind it. So I think those two issues primarily are going to drive some voters, statewide and locally. And then, let's just talk about the Democratic and Republican, races for governor, state treasurer, secretary of state. All of those things, I think, are driving a lot of the, high voter turnout, and all the national issues behind senators and congress people, a third of the Senate and all of the House, in the U.S. are being, elected or reelected or kicked out. So that's there's a lot of options for people, and I know that the Lorain County Board of Elections, and Director Paul Adams and Deputy Director Jim Kramer, their estimates were about, 60% voter turnout. Mr. Kramer was 58 and Mr. Adams was 60. So if you want to split the difference, you're looking maybe possibly at about 59%. But then again, who knows? Might be higher, might be lower.
Very good stuff. Well, we look forward to the coverage all throughout the night tonight and into tomorrow morning as well. Dave, we appreciate the time, my friend. Thank you so much for coming on. We look forward to doing this on a weekly basis. For those looking for you on social media, how can they follow you? Which, if they're looking for you on Twitter, where can they go to follow you on Twitter?
All right. Well, you can follow me on Twitter at Dave O'Brien CT, CT as in Chronicle Telegram. And I also have a Facebook page, which is Dave O'Brien Chronicle Telegram. So please feel free to go on there and like and share and follow me, and I'll be tweeting and Facebook posting a lot about Elyria and Lorain County. And happy to be here. Everybody's been really great, and I'm looking forward to working with you guys in the future.
Sounds absolutely good. Dave, look forward to talking to you again next week, my friend. Enjoy election night tonight, and we'll talk to you again next Tuesday.
Thank you very much. Have a good one, guys.
You too.
Thanks, Dave. You do the same. Again, that's Dave O'Brien with the Chronicle Telegram joining us on the local beat. It's brought to you by Vandermark Jewelers, a trusted name in jewelry. It's on Broad Street right across from the hospital. They've got layaway options for now until the holidays. And look, the holiday season's a big, big time for jewelry shopping. And again, that's also prime engagement season as well. I could give you firsthand experience on just how great Vandermark Jewelers is because, well, I went through that experience 1 year ago. So make sure you pay Jim and Bob Vandermark Jewelers a visit on Broad Street right across from the hospital in Elyria. Time